888-311-4311.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. Waging war on the new world order. This is Gunner.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. It's nice to have you with us once again as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today is the 20th of December, 2014, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a lot planned for you in this broadcast. There's so many directions we can go, so many things happening today. But I wanted to tackle this CIA torture report a little bit. I know a lot of folks have been talking about this, but I think we have to discuss it, because I think I have a working theory about the reason why this is going on. And my working theory has to do with the fact that what I think is happening today with all this information that's being dumped out there, I think the establishment has come to a point where they are doing the best they can to make the United States look bad. And frankly, it's not difficult to do, given the fact that they have worked so hard at engaging in criminal activities all over the world, torturing people all over the world as it's being revealed. And certainly this torture report has much of it is still classified. So we don't know the half of it. What's in the other 4,400 and something odd pages that are still classified? And what kind of horror would be revealed if we knew what was in the rest of this report? We had John McCain on the Senate floor, and we might as well just dive right in. Here's what he had to say.
I have read the executive summary, and I also have been briefed on the entirety of this report.
Now, understand here, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm no fan of John McCain. And as you'll see, this is his, he's actually against, supposedly against, he's arguing against the people who are criticizing the release of this report. Okay, so supposedly he's all in favor. He's all about the report being released and transparency in government and all this. But man, I'll tell you what, if this is your ally, you don't need any enemies.
I rise in support of the release, the long-delayed release of the Senate Intelligence Committee's summarized unclassified review of the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques that were employed by the previous administration to extract information from captured terrorists.
Okay, first of all, this is a fallacy. And this is the big argument that's conveniently being overlooked in all of this debate. Okay, we don't know that these people were terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. He's saying that this was to extract information from captured terrorists. The fact is, these people who were tortured under this program were never given a trial. They were captured. He got that part right. But they've never been convicted of anything. So we don't know that they were terrorists or if they just happened to be in the wrong place at the right time. Well, he goes on to talk about our values. Yeah, a senator lecturing us about our values. This ought to be rich.
But the American people are entitled to it nonetheless. They must know, when the values that define our nation are intentionally disregarded by our security policies, even those policies that are conducted in secret, they must be able to make informed judgments about whether those policies and the personnel who supported them were justified in compromising our values.
Let me clue you in, Mr. McCain. There's absolutely no justification for compromising our values. That are trying it sometimes?
Whether they served a greater good or whether, as I believe, they stained our national honor, did much harm and little practical good. What were the policies? What was their purpose? Did they achieve it? Did they make us safer, less safe, or did they make no difference? What did they gain us? What did they cost us? The American people need the answers to these questions.
In other words, the end justifies the means. If torture was done for the greater good, ladies and gentlemen, hey, that's fine. We have to weigh the good against the bad and muddle through. You know, this is moral relativism, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of stuff that your children are being taught in the public schools today, many private schools as well, because they're grant-funded, funded by the government. And understand, you know, moral relativism is the means, the system, the morality that the Capitol Hill operates upon, and all of Washington, really. And you know, so we see this coming out in McCain's speech. No wonder this country's in the toilet. You can justify anything when there's no moral absolutes. Now, he goes on to talk about in the speech of, you know, about all, it's all about transparency. And yet he's defending secrecy. I guess that's more of his situational ethics, huh?
Yes, some things must be kept from public disclosure to protect clandestine operations, sources, and methods. But not the answers to these questions. By providing them, the committee has empowered the American people to come to their own decisions about whether we should have employed such practices in the past and whether we should consider permitting them in the future.
Here's some clarity for you, John. There are some lines that you don't cross for any reason. You know, and just to give you a point of what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, let me go through some of the list of some of the things that's in this report. And by the way, I will put all of this stuff in the show notes after the broadcast, as I always do, on the website at governamerica.com. We will have the complete report, at least the declassified version of it, that you can go and read in its entirety. With the exception of all the stuff they redacted. And it's worth reading because there's a lot in there. And some of the findings, of course, in this 6,000-page report is that the CIA's use of what they call enhanced interrogation techniques was not an effective means of acquiring intelligence or gaining cooperation from detainees. Surprise, surprise. Number two, the CIA's justification for the use of its enhanced interrogation techniques rested on inaccurate claims of their effectiveness. Number three, the interrogations of CIA detainees were brutal and far worse than the CIA represented to policymakers and others. The conditions of confinement for CIA, this is number four, conditions of confinement for them, the detainees, were harsher than the CIA had represented to policymakers and others. Number five, the CIA repeatedly provided inaccurate information to the Department of Justice, impeding a proper legal analysis of the CIA's detention and interrogation program. Number six, the CIA has actively avoided or impeded congressional oversight of the program. The CIA, number seven, the CIA impeded effective White House oversight and decision-making. Number eight, the CIA's operation and management of the program complicated and in some cases impeded the national security missions of other executive branch agencies. Number nine, the CIA impeded oversight by the CIA's Office of Inspector General. The CIA coordinated, number 10, the release of classified information to the media, including accurate information concerning the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. And number 11, the CIA was unprepared as it began operating its detention and interrogation program more than 6 months after being granted detention authorities. I'll tell you what, I'll finish this up. I've got more audio, some of the things that you're about to hear. And by the way, I want to say, if you have small children in the room, you might want to get them out of the room, because some of the things we're going to be talking about is a little sensitive, just to give you a fair warning. during the break. All right, we got the break coming up. This is Govern America. The chat room is open, chat.governamerica.com, and we'll be back in a few here on RBN.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month? Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now, only at hempusa.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, where we have all the broadcasts posted, and we have the show notes posted with those broadcasts. Every broadcast that's there is below, you know, the show notes are below those files. So you can go there and listen, and you can go there, download the shows, keep the shows, which I encourage you to do, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't know how long we're going to be able to do this. Our hope is, in doing this, that some of this information will survive for future generations to become inspired, motivated to do something about it. Everything goes in cycles as the other side tries to clamp down upon the internet and upon our free speech rights. And that's coming. You know, enjoy the internet while you have it, because any changes that they engage in the internet will not be for internet freedom. It will not be for internet freedom of speech. And I am very concerned about this push for net neutrality. And I know I'm getting a little off topic here, but we'll get back. But I do want to say that I'm very concerned about this regulation of the internet. Regulation, ladies and gentlemen, is never a good thing because it, well, I shouldn't say that. There are certain cases where regulation, I'm not a libertarian where I think that all regulation is bad necessarily. However, we do not want regulations on the internet. We do not want this because it's going to be about clamping down your freedom of speech. That's the way it is. This is the golden age of the internet right now. And so I encourage you to save the files. Keep it on a hard drive. We don't know how long we're going to be able to do this. And also, I encourage you to go to the website at governamerica.com. If you have a, you can download a free, there's free programs on the internet where you can download the software, and they're podcast catchers. And what they do is you plug in the URL, the web address of an RSS feed for a podcast, and you can it will automatically update you when there's new shows available. So you can go to the website and do this, and it will, you know, every broadcast that we do, whenever we have a new broadcast, will be delivered right to you. So all that stuff is up on the website at governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And check that out. We work very hard to make all that stuff available to you. All right, before I talk us out of time, I'm going to get back at it. We're talking about the CIA torture report today, as well as other things. I mean, I don't want to spend the whole show on this, but we're discussing some of the things that this report found. Now, the CIA was unprepared as it began operating its detention and interrogation program more than 6 months after being granted detention authorities. The CIA's management and operation of its detention and interrogation program was deeply flawed. Boy, is that the under... It wasn't deeply flawed, ladies and gentlemen. It shouldn't have existed. That's the point. This whole thing operates upon the premise that we were really genuinely attacked on 9/11. And we don't have to get back into 9/11. Those of us who have done the research on it are thoroughly convinced this was a Hegelian situation engineered by the government so that they could, and the military-industrial complex of which Dick Cheney and people like Rumsfeld and Bush were all a part of. So this was all engineered, and for the purpose of starting wars, for the purpose of keeping happy shareholders, and for the purpose of turning this country into a police state, which is exactly what they've done. Anyway, they claim it was flawed throughout the program's duration, particularly so in 2002 and early 2003. Number 13, two contract psychologists devised the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques and played a central role in the operation, assessments, and management of the CIA's detention and interrogation program. By 2005, the CIA had overwhelmingly outsourced operations related to the program. Number 14, CIA detainees, prisoners, were subjected to coercive interrogation techniques, that had not been approved by the Department of Justice or had not been authorized by CIA headquarters. Number 15, the CIA did not conduct a comprehensive or accurate accounting of the number of individuals it had imprisoned and held individuals who did not meet the legal standard for detention. Did you hear that? That's very important because we don't know who they've captured. And you're going to hear audio in a moment from Dick Cheney justifying this whole operation on the premise of 9/11. And he's going to say that he has no sympathy for these people who have attacked us and are responsible for over 3,000 Americans dying. None of these people have been given a trial, ladies and gentlemen. None of these people have been given a fair hearing. We don't even know who these people are. And according to this document, nobody even really knows the number that they've captured. And why is this all important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, today it's the big bad boogeyman in the caves everywhere. Tomorrow, listeners, it's you and your children or your grandchildren. Because if you think they're going to stop, if this goes unchecked, this will continue. And, you know, all we have to do is look at the drone program. Remember how the drone program? Oh, that was all for over there. That was over there. And now we have them flying in American skies. How long is it going to be before drones are bombing you and your family in targeted strikes? It's the camel's nose under the tent, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like where we're headed today. Number 16. The CIA failed to adequately evaluate the effectiveness of its enhanced interrogation techniques. Number 17. The CIA rarely reprimanded or held personnel accountable for serious or significant violations, inappropriate activities, and systematic and individual management failures. The CIA, number 18, marginalized and ignored numerous internal critiques, criticisms, and objections concerning the operation and management of the CIA's detention and interrogation program, torture program, ladies and gentlemen. Number 19, the CIA's detention and interrogation program was inherently unsustainable and had effectively ended by 2006 due to the unauthorized press disclosures, reduced cooperation from other nations, and legal and oversight concerns. How do we know that they ended the program? My belief is the program's probably still going strong. Maybe that's what's still in the other unclassified, or still classified, rather, part, is that the program continues. Number 20. The CIA's detention and interrogation program damaged the United States' standing in the world and resulted in other significant monetary and non-monetary costs. Now, just to go down a list, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but to go down a list of some of the things that they're talking about here. And some of this you will be familiar with because you've probably heard it other places. I don't know who all is talking about this and in what depth, because I don't listen to other shows. But the CIA had force-fed some prisoners orally and or anally in order to establish total control over the detainee. The committee found that at least five CIA detainees were subjected to rectal rehydration or rectal feeding without documented medical necessity. How can you ever have a medical necessity for doing this? Rectal rehydration? I'll tell you what, I got to take the break already. This is going to be one of those shows. Time is going to be our enemy. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Govern America. As we continue, we're talking about the CIA torture report, enhanced interrogation, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, that's their buzz phrase for it. It's not torture. It's just enhanced interrogation. Well, I don't care what you call a pig. It's still a pig. And these people are worse than pigs. They're monsters. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Anybody that would do this to another human being is a monster, is a psychopath, is a lunatic. And especially for the reasons for which this is done. There's no justification for doing it. But the reasons that are doing it, the reasons that they're trying to justify this for, was to keep us safe. You know, we're crossing a threshold into something that I believe Americans will be the recipients of in the coming days. I can just hear a lot of people out there in the United States. Well, maybe not a lot, but I can hear a few that are saying, well, you know what? These terrorists are, you know, they were trying to do us harm. And, you know, I don't care. Whatever they got to do to keep us safe, that's all I'm concerned about. This is not keeping us safe. This is a danger to everything that we stand for in this country, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get through this list real quick because I've got some more audio to play. Again, I'm sharing some of the stuff that were found in the report that was just declassified last week. The committee found that at least 5 CIA detainees, prisoners, listeners, were subjected to rectal rehydration. Okay, we already covered that. At least one prisoner was diagnosed with chronic hemorrhoids, an anal fissure, and symptomatic rectal prolapse, symptoms normally associated with a violent rape. CIA officials Scott Miller and James Pavitt were told that rectal exams of at least two prisoners had been conducted with, quote, excessive force. Threats to rape and murder were made against the children or family members of prisoners. In November 2002, the CIA killed at least one prisoner during interrogation by hypothermia. No CIA employees were disciplined as a result of his death. At least four prisoners with injuries to their legs, two with broken feet, one with a sprained ankle, and one with an amputated leg, were forced to stand on their injuries. Prisoners were told that they would be killed. For example, one was told, "We can never let the world know what we have done to you." Another was told that the only way that they would be allowed to leave the prison would be in a coffin. One CIA interrogator, who was subsequently sent home early, threatened a prisoner with a gun and power drill and played Russian roulette with him. At least two prisoners were victims of mock executions. Several prisoners almost died and became completely unresponsive or nearly drowned during waterboarding. Abu Zubaydah's eye, he's one of the prisoners that they named in the report, his eye was so badly damaged during his time in prison that it had to be surgically removed. Prisoners were kept awake for 1 week, 180 hours, over 1 week, 180 hours, causing at least five to experience disturbing hallucinations. One prisoner was psychologically traumatized to the point of being a broken man, but CIA operatives stopped short of completely breaking him, whatever that means. Prisoners were forced to use buckets for toilets. As punishment, the waste bucket could be removed from a prisoner's cell. A report by the Federal Bureau of Prisons found that they had never been in a facility where individuals were so sensory deprived, i.e. constant white noise, no talking, everyone in the dark, with the guards wearing a light on their head when they collected and escorted a detainee to an interrogation cell, detainees constantly being shackled to the wall or floor, and the starkness of each cell, concrete and bars. There is nothing like this in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Detainees were not being treated humanely. Jeanette Gull was tortured for months based on false accusations made by an informant. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen? And again, this goes in line with what we were saying before about these people. Supposedly we're supposed to believe they're all terrorists. And yet we have in Afghanistan, I believe, United States in the early days of the War of Terror, the United States was working with the Northern Alliance, paying them money to give them, quote, terrorists. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this before. The Northern Alliance, having a monetary incentive, were kidnapping people, innocent people, just because they were there, and turning them over to the United States and saying, here's your terrorist operatives. These are a lot of the people that ended up in places like Guantanamo Bay and other CIA secret prisons around the world. So, false accusations made by an informant. One prisoner was placed in a box the size of a coffin for over 11 days and was also placed for 29 hours in a box 21 inches or 53 centimeters wide, 2.5 feet deep, and 2.5 feet high. Unbelievable. CIA interrogators used unauthorized forms of torture, such as forcing a prisoner to stand with his hand over his head for 2.5 days, putting a pistol next to his head, and bathing him with a stiff brush. One detainee was subjected to ice water baths and 66 hours of standing sleep deprivation. He was later released as the CIA had mistaken his identity. Torture of prisoners led to serious mental harm, dementia, paranoia, insomnia, and attempts at self-harm, including suicide.
Of the 119 known detainees, at least 39 were tortured by the CIA. In at least six cases, the CIA used torture on suspects before evaluating whether they would be willing to cooperate. So it was a policy of torture first, ask questions later. This is what the scumbags did, and I believe probably are continuing to do. We're supposed to believe that this is all over. We're supposed to believe that this is just a black eye in our past. And I come back to, again, ladies and gentlemen, why now? All of a sudden, on the heels of this nationwide police brutality thing that's sweeping this entire country, it's very interesting that the truth is starting to leak out about the CIA, at least some of the truth, about the CIA torture program. Now, I believe this report is telling the truth. I don't believe it's telling all of it. We know it's not telling all of it because much of it's still classified. But the question I have is, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this now? I got some answers to that question later on. But first, I want to play a little audio. Dick Cheney was on Fox News recently, and he described what he thought of this report.
Well, I think it's a terrible piece of work, basically. It seems to me it's deeply flawed. They didn't bother to interview key people involved in the program. And I think that it's a sort of a classic example, which you see too often in Washington, where a group of politicians get together and sort of throw the professionals under the bus. We've seen it happen before. I can remember Iran-Contra. What happened here was that we asked the agency to go take steps and put in place programs that were designed to catch the bastards who killed 3,000 of us on 9/11 and to make sure it didn't happen again. And that's exactly what they did, and they deserve a lot of credit, not the kind of condemnation that they're receiving from the Senate Democrats.
Yeah, they deserve credit. These professionals deserve credit for everything they did. Rectal rehydration. They deserve credit for playing Russian roulette with an inmate. They deserve credit for putting a guy's eye out. Hey, that's all par for the course. Forcing inmates to stand on their broken bones. Do I need to go on? I just read the laundry list. No, Dick Cheney. This report isn't a terrible piece of work. You are. Anyway, I got to take a break here. We'll continue with some of the Cheney audio. I want to get through this as quickly as we can because there's a lot of other things happening. We got normalization of relations with Cuba now, at least moves toward doing that. The U.S., Obama acted on his own again. Oh, boy. You know, he's awful good at that, isn't he? Mr. Dictator in the White House. And so we can talk about that as well. We got some climate change news, global warming. That's back in the on the spotlight. A lot going on. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration. And it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue, talking about the CIA torture report, some of the revelations that were revealed, and the terrible stain upon our nation that these globalist scumbags like Dick Cheney, warmongering sociopath, is responsible for, are responsible for. Anyway, before the break, we played some audio from Despot Dick talking about how the report was a terrible piece of work. Anyway, he goes on.
New York Times writes it this way about the report. When told about one detainee being chained to the ceiling of his cell, clothed in a diaper and forced to urinate and defecate on himself, even a president known for his dead or alive swagger expressed discomfort. True?
I don't have any idea. I've never heard of such a thing. Brett, I guess partly what really bugs me as I watch all this process unfold is the men and women of the CIA did exactly what we wanted to have them do in terms of taking on this program. We said, we've got to go use enhanced techniques.
They were just following orders. Seems to me like I heard that someplace before. Guess what? Despot Dick. It didn't fly then. And it's not flying now.
We're going to find out. We've got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the mastermind of 9/11, who has killed 3,000 Americans, taken down the World Trade Center, hit the Pentagon, would have taken out the White House or the Capitol building, if, in fact, they hadn't been for the passengers on United 93. He is in our possession. We know he's the architect. And what are we supposed to do? Kiss him on both cheeks and say, please, please, tell us what you know. Of course not. We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap, excuse me. I said hooey yesterday. Let me use the real word.
You're on cable. It's
okay. You can believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, the report's full of crap, all right. It's all the crap that you did to people who were never, again, folks, I got to stress, these people were never given a trial. They were never convicted of a crime. Not that that matters. Because we don't do that to people here in the United States. This is not how we operate in this country. But we do now. A new, and you know, what this does, ladies and gentlemen, is this desensitizes the public to the horrors. And I believe this is a collective conditioning process. I believe part of the reason why a lot of this stuff is coming out with the police state, the militarism in the streets, it's become very prominent, is this is the establishment telling you that you don't have any rights anymore. This is the establishment getting you used to the idea that this is a reality and this can happen. Every single thing, every single time one of these things are released, every single time we cross a new threshold into greater totalitarian brutality, it sets the new precedent. It sets the new norm in the minds of the people, as horrified as they might be, many of them, many of us. It gets you used to the new norm, the new paradigm. It is a conditioning process that's taking place right now. And as we'll see, this is something also worldwide that people are looking at. And when the United States falls, who's going to be there to stand with her? Who's going to be there to stand with the American people when the collapse happens? As surely it will. Anyway, he calls the report. He says that they're full of crap. Let's continue.
I don't know the specific details. I'm sure there were instances cited in the report. I haven't read the report, but I know for a fact.
No, wait, you haven't read it?
6,000 pages?
No, but how about 500?
I've seen parts of it. I read summaries of it.
Okay, so he said the report's full of crap. The report is a terrible piece of work, and yet he's never read the report. He just, you know... why should we believe anything this guy says? That's the point. This guy should be charged criminally along with Bush, Rumsfeld, and all the others who were responsible for this. Immediately, these people should be put on trial and prosecuted. This is what needs to happen. Will it happen? I highly doubt it.
But at one point, this report describes interrogators pureeing food of one detainee and inserting it in his anus, something agency called rectal rehydration. I mean, is that torture?
I don't know anything about that specific incident.
Oh, of course you don't, because you haven't read the report.
I can't speak to that. I guess the question is, what are you prepared to do in order to get the truth about future attacks against the United States?
Okay, now here's one classic trick that I want you to pay attention to. Because this is actually used a lot, and Cheney's using it here. Okay, whenever they're hostile, whenever they're facing hostile questioning from an interviewer and one of these anchors, by one of these anchors on these news shows, what they do is, and this is something they're well trained to do. Anybody coming up, going to be facing public scrutiny as a professional, they're trained to do this in media relations. When an interviewer asks you a question that you don't want to answer, you turn around and give them a question, okay? You know, so it's like, well, you know, why did you do that? Well, I think the question we need to be asking is, okay, and now I'll play that again. Listen to very carefully how he does it.
But at one point, this report describes interrogators pureeing food of one detainee and inserting it in his anus, something the agency called rectal rehydration. I mean, is that torture?
I don't know anything about that specific instance. I can't speak to that. I guess the question is, what are you prepared to do in order to get the truth about future attacks against the United States?
Okay, so justification once again, we have to do this to keep the American people safe. You know, it's all about safety. And I remind you folks of the words of Benjamin Franklin, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Mr. Vice President, some of the tactics, though, described in this report are horrifying. I mean, is there anything that U.S. officials, interrogators, are alleged to have done that you would consider torture?
I don't know all the allegations that are out there. In terms of there being some problems in the program, there may well have been, but I don't think they represented the Senate report represents the truth of what actually happened.
Of course, you wouldn't know because you haven't read the report.
You had one detainee, Gul Rahman, who died in captivity, November 2002.
3,000 Americans died on 9/11 because of what these guys did. And I have no sympathy for them.
Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we need to go back into 9/11. We've talked endlessly, ad nauseum on this broadcast, about the Project for the New American Century, of which Dick Cheney was a major part. Okay, with the Kagans, Halliburton is Dick Cheney's company profiting from war. We have the Carlyle Group profiting from, you know, the Bush administration, partners, business partners with the Bin Ladens and the Carlyle Group, all war profiteers. This sick SOB had these men tortured to justify the venture that would please his shareholders and pad his bank account. And people have a hard time believing that they would send your sons and daughters off to fight and die in wars that are needless and for business purposes? Are you crazy?
I keep coming back again to the basic fundamental proposition, Brett. How nice do you want to be to the murderers of 3,000 Americans on 9/11?
What do you say to the people who say America is better than these methods? That John McCain takes to the Senate floor yesterday and gives a pretty impassioned speech.
John and I had a fundamental disagreement about the program. I think that what needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it, and I'd do it again in a minute.
This guy is a monster. This guy is a monster. I honestly think he's demon-possessed. When you look at his eyes, it's very chilling. And I think really, honestly, if I had to think about a person who scares me more than anybody else, one of the people would be at the top, that would be at the top of the list would be this guy. I think Dick Cheney is a very, very dangerous man. I think he's very, very diabolical. No question about it. There's one more clip I want to play you about this torture thing, but I'm going to have to do it in the next hour. And then we'll plan on moving along to other things as time progresses, because there are other things happening. I wanted to spend a little time on this this week, though, because we didn't have a chance to do it last week with other things that are happening. It seems like we're always playing catch-up here. As the world moves forward from week to week, day to day, we're living in some very interesting, in some cases exciting, although fearful times here. And I don't want to give you a feeling of overwhelmed frustration, overwhelmed, you know, sometimes the truth can be so ugly that we recoil in horror, and certainly the things that are being revealed today would make one do that. But I think we have to know, we have to face it, because we are living with the result of not facing it, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition,